And so we've got one last sweet treat for you this week. It's halva. Now, sometimes it's called sesame candy, and you can find bars of it in Middle Eastern or South Asian stores, but I confess, I never really loved it until I had it fresh, sliced off a wheel at a deli, and now I'm obsessed. So halva is made from tahini, which is, you know, sesame paste, and sugar, and the good stuff is flaky and tender, like the inside of a Butterfinger bar. If somehow you found the world's most delicate Butterfinger bar, like stashed in a lab somewhere at Butterfinger headquarters. And Lisa Mendelson is one of the three women behind the company Seed & Mill, which sells the best halva I've ever had. They swirl in flavors like salted chocolate. Melissa Clark from the New York Times talked with her about this magical tradition.
Lisa, hello.
Hi.
So tell me, what is halva?
So halva is a delicious, indulging, better-for-you treat. It's made from tahini, which is a sesame seed paste, and sugar, vanilla, and added all different toppings. A lot of people aren't familiar with what halva is, but once you try it, it has a very unique flavor. Halva is mainly found in the Middle East, but it's becoming more and more common in the US and in Europe. And it's usually vegan and gluten-free, and it's just a very delicious treat.
And so in the Middle East, how is it usually eaten? Is it just a dessert, or do they use it in cooking?
So first of all, I grew up in Israel, and for me, halva was something I ate on a weekly basis. I would wake up in the morning, have some toast, and just crumble some halva over my toast, which is so delicious.
That sounds so good.
I eat it as is. I think it's a beautiful treat. It's definitely also a better for you choice if you're looking for something sweet with some sort of health nutrition benefits to it. Mm-hmm. I bake with halva.
And is it traditional to bake with halva, or is that something that you and I know other pastry chefs have started to do recently?
I think it's becoming more common today. It was less common in the past. I mean, growing up in Israel, I never baked with halva. But I think in the past few years, you're seeing all chefs, like if you look at Ottolenghi, he's the one that basically brought Israeli food to the map. He's got so many recipes that actually have halva as an ingredient.
So Ottolenghi obviously is the chef from London who is all the rage in really across the world, but especially in the United States right now. So why can't you make halva at home? I have tried and I can never get it quite as delicious as the store-bought.
So the actual list of ingredients of halva is pretty simple. It's tahini, sugar, and whatever topping you would like to add to the halva. But actually getting the amazing texture is really difficult, and it takes a lot of practice to get that flakiness of the halva. Getting the right temperature, when do you add the tahini? It's a fine art.
Now, you have a roster of really unusual flavors. You know, you have the traditional vanilla, pistachio, almond, and then the chocolate, but then you also have dulce de leche, and you have, I think you have chili, right? How did you develop your flavors?
So it's interesting. What's fun about working with halva is that it has a very neutral flavor. It tastes a bit like it has a nutty. Some people compare it to the inside of a Butterfinger chocolate.
Yes, I think that's a good comparison.
And what's really fun is that you can be very creative with halva. You can add so many different flavors, and the dominant neutral flavor stays. But then you've got the adding of the chia seeds or the rose oil, which gives it a unique flavor.
Now, how do you store halva? If you want to buy it, you buy a chunk of it usually, you buy like a slice, and then what should you do when you get it home?
So because our halva is clean and has no hydrogenated oils or any of the preservatives, what's very important is that it is refrigerated, not because it's bad to eat, but it starts losing its firmness, and you can see some oil separating if it's not put in a very cool area. So we do recommend to keep it refrigerated.
Now, obviously, you know, Seed & Mill is, of course, your brand, but are there other brands on the market that you could recommend if people can't get yours?
I would try and find halva that are freshly cut in delis as opposed to packed, because you do have bars that are packed. And usually the chance of getting a high quality halva is higher at a deli where they cut it for you. But it's not easy to find very good quality halva out there.
For a Middle Eastern deli that's cutting it fresh.
Exactly.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today.
Thank you.
Lisa Mendelson is one of the owners of Seed and Mill. Melissa Clark is the author of Dinner, Changing the Game. And if you haven't subscribed to our weekly newsletter, Weeknight Kitchen, this is the time to do it, because this month we'll be sending out recipes from Melissa's brand new book, Dinner in an Instant. Just head to splendidtable.org to subscribe. And while you're there, look out for the link to Melissa's halva recipe in the New York Times.